We are joined today with Serge Cheratovich. Did I say that correctly?
Exactly.
Okay, great. Serge is a professional content creator with over 10 years of experience. He's worked with celebrities and successful businesses from all around the world. Serge, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You bet. A little behind the scenes, we've tried to connect a few times and we've had a few problems, but I'm so happy that you've said, yes, I will try it again. Thank you so much. So,
of course.
The name of the podcast is Everyone Has a Story. So let's just talk a little bit about your childhood and you with your accent. I am going to assume that you weren't born in the United States. Tell me a little bit, where are you from exactly? And just tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Sure. So my name is Serge. I'm a content creator and I grew up in a small city and country called Belarus. The city name is Brest. So this city is full of traditional Russian culture. And by the way, the Gary Vaynerchuk was born 100 miles from this city. And my first job was to pave concrete slabs. But I quickly learned that I was more of a creative thinker. So I decided to move to Europe. And yeah, basically like that. And then my story begins.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's talk a little bit about that. Your story begins. So tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So when I moved to Europe, to Poland exactly, I've got a bachelor degree on University of Fine Art and master degree in PR and marketing and media. And in the meantime, I've started to work as a content creator, like photographer and videographer.
Okay, great.
And a little bit as graphic designer.
All right. And again, where did you say you were at in Europe again? I'm sorry.
Poland.
Okay. And then did you go straight from Poland to the United States or what happened there?
Yes. So after 8 years, I lived in Poland, right? Mm-hmm. But then I decided that I want to travel around the world and visit the United States as well. So I just decided to go here. And yeah, so I decided to stay a little bit longer.
Okay.
And establish business, content creation business here.
Mm-hmm. Where did you end up when you came to the United States? Where did you arrive at?
Where?
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Miami. It was first time I arrived to Miami. I lived there half a year.
Okay. And did you like it in Miami? Are you still in Miami or where are you at now?
Miami was great. It's an amazing city. Mm-hmm. Before I visit other places.
Okay.
So for the first time when I just arrived to the United States, I've seen Miami. It's beautiful, amazing place. The best place in the world. But yeah, I decided that I want to go somewhere else as well. And my friend invited me, let's check this out, the California. Mm-hmm. And first in San Diego and then Los Angeles. And when I arrived to Los Angeles, I decided that this is place where I want to be longer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a content creator. I can't think of really maybe a better city to be in than Los Angeles. You know, maybe New York, but have you been to New York at all? Or?
I've been in New York. I have some cool footages from there as well.
Uh-huh.
But this is not the place where I wanted to be. It's a little bit different. So I like sunny weather, warm weather. So here's like creative environment, really good.
That'd be good. I wish I was in warm weather right now. Today it is it's 9 degrees Fahrenheit where I'm at. It's been cold today, very cold. Let me just ask you a few questions here. So what you said you like Los Angeles because of the creative atmosphere that LA has to offer, is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Here's not only about creativity, but here's really good access to top people of the world. And this is in my industry, it's one of the best places to be because from here, all trends are going to the world. So I want to be ahead of the trends as well. So I want to stay in like at the beginning of every trend. So, and as well, competition, crazy here, but it drives me to work hard and hard.
Gotcha. How did you really get into the visual content creation? What drove that path of your profession?
Yeah, that's a great question. I started this career in Europe, in Poland, but I started I had a bachelor degree as interior designer.
Oh, okay.
And I started to play around with photos, videos at that time, but then I have to work, and I decided that maybe I will try to do photography work. And I try to do it, and everybody's saying, oh, you're doing an amazing job as like photographer, videographer. And yeah, I started making money over there, my career go up, and then yeah, I just all the time doing more and more with the photography and video, and I start making money. And when I arrived to United States, I opened my first business agency, and so I became not just entrepreneur but business owner, and started gaining clients and etc. And then like more and more work was done as a visual content creator. So yeah, this was the beginning of it, basically.
Okay, and the company you created in Miami was called Photographer in Agency. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, and tell me specifically what that company. Now, is that still the name of your company that you have, or do you have a different name?
Yeah. So basically, Photographer in its official name of my agency, right? But I'm producing content as a personal brand, a Serge Creator. So right now, everybody knows me as a Serge Creator, and everybody wants that the content will be produced by me and by my team. So I'm promoting it, not Photographer in, but Serge Creator. So
gotcha. Okay.
This is the personal brand. But Photographer in, this is the still official name. This is official company where through everything going through Photographer in agency. But in terms of branding, I decided that I will move forward with the personal brand. So I have team who is connected to my personal brand.
Okay. When you picked up photography, were you doing mostly like model photography, like portraits, or what kind of photography did you start out with?
Yeah, this is a great question. And exactly, I started from models.
Oh, okay.
So it was the easiest part to start. You can collaborate with models for free, and you can start to learn and gain skills with this collaboration. Mm-hmm. But there is not good money with the models only. So I decided to switch and to work with the businesses. So with businesses, it's B2B. It's better than B2C in terms of like making money and growing your business. That way you can scale.
Okay. So what kind of content creation then do you offer for businesses?
Yeah. At this moment, we are offering consistent content creation for businesses who have a brand, right? And who have personal brand and business brands. So we are producing content for their social media and their digital marketing. And this type of videos can be like motivational video, maybe about team. For example, solar industry. I have clients like solar industry and digital agencies and startups and artists. So everyone needs different types of content, right? I will show you the example. It can be anything what is related to visual in terms of, for example, for Instagram. It can be motivational videos. It can be about video, about the company, about the brand, maybe solar panels, maybe photography, headshots. It's anything what is like visual, as well graphics. Everything what's related to visual we can produce. As well, we are mostly focused as well on generating sales and leads, and we are producing our content for Facebook ads. So our Facebook ads are like performing really well. We are actually finished the Facebook ads for Hollywood movie. The name is Ghost of War. So it performing really well. It's giving great results.
Oh, great. So what this is, I don't know, maybe this is kind of an off-target question. I'm not sure. But
sure. When
it comes to companies and then the platforms that they use for the content you create, what platforms do you see that either that the companies would rather advertise on, or the ones that see the best results? Instagram, Facebook, which one of those do you think are the best ones to do? Or do you have to do them all?
It really depends. I believe they have to be everywhere if it's possible with their content, because they will build momentum during the time, but they really want to be focused on few of them. Mm-hmm. It really depends on type of business. Some of businesses really good, Google My Business, for example, because everybody's searching for business in Google and blah, blah, and they have the content there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people like personal brands. It's one of the best is Instagram for sure. It's like business card, and Facebook as well. Good, TikTok, every YouTube, every channel, every social media channel has good or bad size sites with it. So it really depends on business needs, and mostly they have to be focused on that social media where they have audience, right? And with this, with our content, they can deliver their message to this audience.
Okay. So let me ask you a little bit about this. You've developed a coaching program. Is that correct?
Exactly.
And that's called Content Creator Pro, right?
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So I created this company to inspire and help people through a coaching program. So I help creators with scaling their business, which I assist with using my previous experience. So I work with great companies and entrepreneurs with their coaching program. So yeah, I've decided to create my own and help my niche to scale their business.
Okay.
And especially now I have as well, not only I'm helping creators, but I just launch my new program with this business. I'm helping business owners who have already creators, right? Who have already a content creation department. I help them to optimize the processes so they will be as effective as possible. So they will have this creative team internally. So I will train their team.
Okay. So this this coaching program then, are you marketing it more towards companies or individuals?
It's two programs, one for individuals, correct? So content creators who want to have a successful business, like photographer, videographer, graphic designer, he wants to be as entrepreneur or freelancer and establish successful business, right? Mm-hmm. I help those type of people. And other one is business owners who have a content creation department, but it's not working really as effective as it should be.
I see.
So I'm the person who will help them to optimize all these processes.
Okay, gotcha. And so where would people find out more information about your program then?
I believe my personal website. If people want to know and want to learn more about me, what I'm doing, it's just personal website is searchcreator.com. And to stay in touch almost every day, I update my social media. I'm most active on the Instagram. My Instagram is searchcreator.
Okay.
So yeah, this is like my most, useful channels.
Okay,
stay in touch with me.
Okay, speaking of that, when you're talking about updating your social profiles, when you're somebody who is wanting to do a lot of content or at least make sure you've got content going on, is that something that is probably a good idea? Is to try to at least update things daily?
It depends, right?
Okay.
For sure. I'm based everything about why I'm so active on social media, and mostly people, why so active? Because they want to do business, right? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly they want to market themselves. And this is really good way to stay in touch with the clients or prospects or future clients, right? And if you have some audience and if you update it daily, it can be like in 1, 2, and 3 months, you will have those clients who watch you 3 months ago or 4 months ago because they like to watch people. They like to watch and engage with you, leave a comment. And it's nice way to stay in touch with your audience. And there is saying, I believe that somebody can say that if you are not in social media, you're not updating, probably a lot of people start thinking that you are not alive anymore.
Right. Sure. Or at least definitely not in business anymore if you're talking about businesses, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why then? I guess we kind of touched on at least one aspect of that, but why is content creation so important in this day and age for companies and individuals for that matter?
That's a great question. So especially today, it's important to do marketing, right? So especially now with this pandemic, everything work remotely, we have to push even more ourselves to sell our products and services, right? And one of the best way is to deliver the message out there, right? We have to deliver the message so audience will know about your product and services. And one of the best way to deliver this message is deliver visual content, right? Mm-hmm. So they will so they can see that you exist, right, and what you offer, and etc. So, and one of the best ways to do it with content creation, I believe that every business should have it. Without it, it would be really hard to sell. Really hard to sell. Of course, there is like old way of selling their products and services, but if you want to be with trends, right? If you want to stand out through competition, you have to use the content creation. You have to deliver your message out there through all the digital media channels.
Is video probably the best way to engage with your customers?
It really depends. Okay. So I like both. I like both. It really depends. Video and photo are always great. Mm-hmm. So, for example, on YouTube, people see on the thumbnail, and this is photographic, right? This is still picture, and they will see it. And if photographic will be not good, they will not click it, right? Mm-hmm. You have to design the graphic like still picture.
Right.
So it's almost like 60-70% of your success, it's thumbnail. Or a lot of people going to your Instagram and see the grid. If grid not looking good, it will be not that cool, cool effect. So yeah, it's really, I think it should be both. We're producing mostly videos. Mm-hmm. Photos, this is just add-on, right? But without the photos, it will be not that good. Without the photos and graphics.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. So just everything. And like you said, it really depends on probably what you're selling and what the type of company you have and that kind of stuff, yes?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Tell me then, tell me a little bit about your work experiences. What's the most memorable work experience you've ever had?
Oh man, if you can go to my Instagram, I just posted. This is the loop on other plane. So I've shot it. I worked with famous celebrity influencer from Moscow, mm-hmm. from Russia. He came to LA to shoot some content for his vlog, and we flew to Seattle to make a content with the real wolves first, right? And the next day he flew. He stood on the wings of an airplane and made a loop, right, on the plane.
Really?
And I recorded it from another plane. I shot it from another plane with the open doors. It was crazy experience. if you guys want to see it, just go to my Instagram, Search Creator. First most recent post, you will see this. It was crazy experience. I really like that I had this experience before, but probably I will not do it anymore.
I was going to ask you, were you afraid?
Man, you just it opened windows.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can like
fell. No, yeah, you look down. Crazy. What you were? What 10,000, 20,000 feet above?
I'm
above
like,
the ground?
I screaming. I'm like, what? What's going on? I'm like, what am I doing?
The things we won't do for our art, right? I mean, I'm telling you.
Exactly. That's I don't funny. Know. I'm the person that I like challenges. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm pushing myself to discomfort situation. I'm just do it. I'm like, and then I will figure out.
So I guess what I'm getting there, or what I'm hearing from you, is that you probably don't say no very easily, right?
Exactly. That's yeah, I'm good. Not the type of person. I say no if it's stupid something. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, yeah. It's stupid.
Or maybe illegal or something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
I'm ethical, but definitely if I see the opportunity, mm-hmm. so I will always go, let's go. If I feel uncomfortable, if I know that it would be hard to achieve it, I know that I can figure this out and I will find a way to do it.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. Well, Serge, tell me then, so they can find you pretty much on any social media platform, correct? Instagram, exactly. You got TikTok too?
Instagram. I had TikTok. I have TikTok. I don't have too much followers. It's like 2,000 followers, yeah. But yeah, I'm working on it. So yeah. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram, I'm mostly active.
Okay.
Stories almost every day. You can learn more about me. It's like TikTok. Oh, Instagram.
Sure.
TikTok sometime. YouTube I'm using. I have as well my own podcast. So I'm interview different creators.
Awesome.
So your listeners can learn a little more about content creation industry as well from my YouTube channel. Facebook, I'm just the same as Instagram. I'm just doing the same content as there. So my recommendation, go to Instagram and from there you will learn more. You can stay in touch with me there.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I think of all the platforms, just from a personal perspective, I think I like Instagram the best, just because it's either videos or pictures. It's not like you're not getting bombarded with politics and all this stuff, you know, like you do on Facebook and things like that. It's just nice, you know, just get on there and say. And like I said, I'm a amateur photographer, very, very amateur photographer. And so I love to follow, you know, a bunch of photographers on Instagram, and it's just amazing. And some of the stuff you can get off of there too, like you said, with different creators showing how they've done different effects in the studio and portraits and things like that, has been really, really fun to watch. So we will definitely make sure we have all the links in the show notes and on the YouTube channel too, in the notes under there to all of your social media accounts and anything else you want.
Thank you.
And we do appreciate you, Serge, for being on the show. I am so sorry it's taken us so long to finally connect, but we're glad we were able
to. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you once again. Thank you, Serge. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you so much, Nate. Have a great day.